I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He's the man who sits in the captain's chair, and he wishes what happened on Vegas night would have just stayed there. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Captain Lee and Chef Kiko now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Beautiful audience. Oh, welcome to Watch What Happens Live at Home. I'm your host, Andy Cohen. I'm Below Deck Midnight with two brothers from another mother's ship. Joining me from Florida, it's Below Deck's Captain Lee Rosbach. Hey, Captain Lee, great to see you.
Great to see you, Andy. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to see you. I love your little model ships behind you, too. And he's the biggest sweetheart this side of the Med. It's Chef Kiko Loran. Hey, Chef Kiko, where are you joining us from? What city are you in?
I'm in Martinique currently with my boat.
Oh, my God, you're still on that boat in Martinique. Lucky you. Mm-hmm. Captain Lee, before I get to you, and I have plenty of questions for you about this season of Below Deck Med and your season of Below Deck, Chef Kiko, I have a couple questions for you about what's gone on Wellington since you disembarked. Do you think Tom was being overly dramatic about slicing a cucumber, or would you have been pissed at Sandy, too?
It's very hard to speak like in his position because, like, what can I say? It's very heavy, you know, sometimes the energy. So I don't know how he's handling, you know, like how he could handle it. So it's very hard.
Well, he seems like he's handling it poorly. And I wonder what you're thinking as you're watching Tom lose it in the galley. Is it at all satisfying to you watching another chef who took your place flounder?
To be honest, not at all. Like, actually, I'm rooting for him to finish very well this season because it's not easy to be a chef on a charter boat. So no complaints about it. Just rooting for
him. Sweet. Chef's kiss to you, Chef Kiko. Now, the trailer just dropped for the new season of Below Deck, but before we can talk about what we have to look forward to, I need Captain Lee to dip his toes into the chaotic waters of the Med. Here you go. Captain Lee, Hannah and Malia fought over who should get to room together when Malia's boyfriend Tom joined the boat as chef. Should couples get to room together at the expense of other crew members? What's your opinion on this?
Andy, that's a tough one. I usually leave that up to the discretion of the chief stew. And she sets the bunking arrangements. And if a couple comes on hired on as a couple, that's one thing. So you, right. you do what you can to accommodate them. But if it's broken up and all of a sudden somebody just shows up to inconvenience other crew members that may not want to be inconvenienced, I don't go along with that. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's been so much talk about Hannah and her meds. You were in a situation with Kat having her meds on board. What was the difference? What did Kat show you that was different?
Okay, with Kat, it was pretty simple. She said she was prescribed the meds. I said, show me the prescription. That's what I want to see. And if it's duly prescribed meds by a licensed physician, we are not doctors as captains. So,
right.
God forbid we should deny somebody their prescription meds and something bad should happen. It would really get ugly. And why would you want to do that?
Right. So had she shown Sandy the prescription, maybe it would have been a different conversation. Did Malia do the right thing in going to Sandy when she found evidence of unregistered medication and a THC pen in Hannah's bag?
The only issue I have with that is how did Malia stumble across that? And did she, in fact, stumble across it? I don't know. I wasn't there. So I can't really
comment on that. I asked her at the reunion, and I believe we will find out about that. How would you deal with an insubordinate chef like Tom who threatened to quit and gave attitude when the provisions weren't up to his standards?
Oh, God. That is such a reoccurring theme on charter boats. Your provisions are
really?
Never going to be up. Standards. It's just, it just happens. You're in the islands. It's just, it's a way of life. And so you adapt, you improvise, you make it happen. The good ones, the great ones, make it happen. And they don't alienate everybody else along the way.
Who would you prefer to have in the galley? A perfectionist chef who throws temper tantrums or an easygoing chef who maybe has a little more difficulty with the job?
I'm not big into temper tantrums at all. I don't deal with that well. So I'm more interested in somebody that can go with the flow, that can adapt and still get the job done. Just goes with the flow. You know, there's only so much you can do with what you have to work with.
Right. Kiko is cheering at your answer. He loves that. I'm wondering, as you're watching Below Deck Med, is there a crew member on the Wellington that you have your eyes on that you think, you know, wow, I wouldn't mind hiring that person. They seem pretty good.
I think Alex would be a good choice, and I think between Alex and Kiko, depending. The only thing I wondered about with Kiko, and forgive me for interjecting this, Andy, if I'm stepping over the line here, but I just wondered if maybe he was intimidated by the whole grandeur and the scope of everything that you have to do on a giga yacht, as opposed to what his normal routine was on maybe smaller boats, because nothing applies pressure like a mega yacht.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you say, Kiko? Because that by the way, Kiko, that was what Sandy's, you know, beef was. She said maybe you weren't ready for a mega yacht. What do you think?
Yeah, what can I say about that? Like, I was, before the Wellington, I was working a 44 meter, and it was like a refitting boat. Also, we have guests with the owner, like 8 up to 10 guests, and also 13 crew when we were refitting, and 9 crew when we were just like us. And I was cooking for about 5 months already on this boat, and everything was great. Like, everybody loved the food, and everybody loved my job. So I felt like I was very prepared. But then I joined the yacht. I think my biggest mistake, it was get nervous to think about like what people would think about me, about my job. And then I got nervous and I started to lose my mind, you know? And like a lot of people say like, oh, he don't have the experience enough, but I've been working for more than 10 years as chef. And I also passed through like Michelin star restaurants in Brazil. And also I work on a boat since like 4 years. So I was feeling very, very ready, but the energy, unfortunately, I'm a kind of chef that I still working on this, that I go with my mood. Like if I feel very sad or very bad or on pressure, sometimes I cannot handle it that, you know? So then I go down and I go down very badly, but that not should happen because as Captain Sand said to me once, you leave your emotions on the cabin and you come to the galley and do your job. So that was my biggest learn on the show, you know, like just come and do my job.
Kiko, you had to be very gratified after you departed the Wellington to see how much the fans were upset to see you go and they were rooting for you and crying along with you. That had to be really gratifying for you.
No, that was very, very nice. And I never thought like that would happen, you know? I thought people would hate me or say something like, I don't know, like say, he's not great, he's a horrible chef. Oh my God, how did you guys hire this chef, you know? And I was very scared. And then from nothing, people start to send me messages like I could not even reply because it was too much and say like, you were great, never think that. And then my mood went so high and I couldn't explain. I just have to say thank you so much because you guys made my year like so great this year. I'm so confident and I'm still cooking and yeah, it's great.
That's great. That's awesome. I love hearing that. All right. Well, season 8 of Below Deck is going to hit dry land on November 2nd. But since I can't wait that long, I'm going to try to get some splashy spoilers about the new season from Captain Lee. So, Captain Lee, what's it like having Eddie back as bosun?
Gosh, it was like deja vu all over again. It was great. It was great to have a familiar face. And it worked. I think because Eddie knew what he was getting in me, he didn't have to go through the trials and tribulations of getting accustomed to a new captain, and I didn't have to go through the trials and tribulations of getting accustomed to a new bosun.
Right.
So I
know
what Eddie's capabilities are.
Yeah. How does the new stew compare to Kate?
I'm not even going to go there. Kate is always going to have a very, very sweet spot in my heart because we worked together for a long period of time and she was my right hand. There was nothing I couldn't delegate to Kate that I could just not pass it off and walk away from it and know that it was going to get done. And to try and compare the both of them after just one season with Francesca is not being fair to Francesca.
Will we see any boatmances this season? And if so, do you feel positively or negatively about them?
Boatmances are one of those things that you hope don't happen with any degree of frequency.
And they always do.
And you are powerless to prevent them. So you know it's going to happen. And so you just hope that they work out for the best. And when they go south, God, they go south so quickly and so badly. It's just, and sometimes you end up having to get rid of two people.
Oh, possible spoiler. How does your new chef, Rachel, compare to the other chefs you've had on Below Deck?
I have to say that Rachel is probably, okay, I'm just going to come out with it. She's probably the best, most knowledgeable chef I've ever worked with on a yacht.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay, you grapple with coronavirus this season. What was it like being at sea during charter season when the pandemic hit? I mean, that had to be scary and surreal and wild.
we didn't, you know, we were really actually isolated, Andy, from all of the stuff that was going on in the outside world. But we knew that something was happening out there, but we didn't know exactly what, because it didn't really affect us, because basically we're isolated. Once we leave the dock, God, you're going to be hard pressed to catch coronavirus on a yacht. It's really difficult. And
well, on the other hand, if somebody had it on the yacht, then everybody gets it.
Very, very possible. Absolutely. But we didn't really realize the severity of what was transpiring in, I guess, the outside world until later in the season. And that's when it really
When did you start shooting, Captain Lee? When did you start shooting this season?
We started like middle of February, end of the, like 13th, something like that, February 13th. I know, because I always miss Marianne's birthday, and that's on Valentine's Day, so I'm never there for that. Yeah, I know.
Now, Captain Lee, in the trailer, it looks like you're screaming at a charter guest. That's true, right? Oh. You are like ripping a charter guest a new one, right?
Yes, that's very true. That is a below deck. That is not only a below deck first. That is the first in my career.
Really?
I have never spoken to a charter guest like that ever.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait for that. Okay, I have more viewer questions for you. Kiko,
Sue Kay wants to know if you think your experience of getting fired on the show will help you become a tougher chef in the kitchen going forward.
Of course. That never happened with me before. It was the first time, and it was on TV. It made me grow so much.
Deirdre O said, if asked, how would you present a Vegas-style dinner now?
Now, okay, I would go with a lot of like prime ribs, shrimps, and very nice, like, very fancy stuff with caviar, with smoked salmon, like more like a tapa style and a big table, you know. That's what I would do right now.
Okay.
Would do.
Okay.
And I've been in Vegas this year, actually, just to see what's going on.
Oh, perfect. Oh, I love it. Captain Lee, Michelle G wants to know how you think Captain Glenn did in his first season of Sailing Yacht. Have you met him or gotten in touch with him at all?
I have not met him, but I was duly impressed with his performance. I thought he handled things really, really well, level-headed, calm, collected. I was very impressed with him.
That's great. Also, one more question. Kiko, Adrian W. wants to know what you thought of Rob and Jess's huge blowout in tonight's episode. Huge blow up in tonight's episode. Do you think he's doing the right thing taking the crossing job?
It's hard to speak for him, but I mean, in my position, in a beginning of a relationship, and I have a person which already I see it's jealous. I really love Jess. I really like her. But if I see this jealousy in the beginning already, I would focus in my career and just go with the boat, you know?
All right.
Brenda M. wants to know, Kiko, do you think that Aisha intentionally touched Rob's butt? And do you think Jess was overreacting when she confronted Aisha?
Well, like what I saw, she was like just like holding Rob, you know, like she wasn't space enough on the back. So I didn't see her grabbing his ass. So for me, it was a little bit react, you know.
Captain Lee, Haley G wants to know your stance on hiring couples. Are you for it or against it?
I'm not against it. I like to see longevity. If it's a couple that's been together and been on different boats together for an extended period of time, But the newbies that have been together on a boat maybe once before, and it was for 2 weeks or 2 months, it doesn't really strike me as something that's going to be lasting. So I would tend to shy away from that.
Yes, understood. Okay, it is time for, take it, Paul.
This day in Bravo history.
Okay, this is a good one. 5 years ago today, I sat down for a one-on-one with Shannon and David Bedore to discuss the rocky state of their marriage. Grab the nearest crystal and take a look.
Oh boy. Shannon, have you spoken to or confronted David's mistress?
I wanted to say certain things, but I didn't. And I said, I want my family back. And her response was, he's obsessed with me. He's like, he wants to marry me. One day he handed Stella his wedding ring and said, give this to your mother. I don't want it anymore.
Were you in love with this woman?
I thought I was in love with her, yes.
How does that make you feel?
Not good.
I guess a career in couples therapy is not in my future. There you go. Oh my God, is it our first virtual doorbell? Who is it?
Hi.
It's Kate Chastain, everybody. Wow. Kate, say hi to Captain Lee.
Hi, Captain Lee.
How are you doing, Kate? Good to see you, as always.
You as well.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. I love seeing you two together. Kate, I am loving Bravo's chat room, and I can imagine that you have a lot of opinions about Jess, right?
I have a lot of opinions about everyone on Below Deck Med, but I want to wait until I talk to Portia, Hannah, and Giselle on chat room.
All right, stay with us to hear what Kate thinks. Chip Bravo's chat room starts right now. Thanks, Lee and Kiko.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey guys, it's Andy with Captain Lee and Kiko. I'm so excited about Below Deck premiering November 2nd. And we have our virtual audience. You guys look so great. I love it. I like, can I talk to the two gay guys there in a cube together? JJ, can you bring them up?
Yes, good job.
Hey, Andy.
How are you?
Hey, fellas. Oh my God, are you lovers or brothers?
Husband.
Husbands. You look like twins. It's crazy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're from Boston.
We're Boston bros. Here we are.
Oh my God. Are you guys big? Are you guys big Below Deck fans?
We are.
It's huge.
No, they're not.
Oh my God. Well, excellent. Well, maybe you'll charter one time, and Captain Lee will be your captain.
I sure hope so. Yeah. Aye, aye. Absolutely.
All right. Great, fellas. I just had to say hi. Captain Lee, what are you drinking there? A little vodka?
Out of my favorite glass.
Oh, I love it. I love it. What room are you in, by the way, Lee?
I am in our family room, which is right off the pool here in South Florida. And
nice.
So it's very comfortable.
Let's take some virtual audience questions. Morgan has a question for Captain Lee.
Hey, Captain Lee, what's the biggest chef freakout you've seen on a boat? And has anything ever topped Tom's freakout this season?
Wow. The biggest one I'd ever experienced was with Ben. I think it was season two. And Ben had, we were just really having a tough time. And he was under a lot of pressure and things were not going well. And I believe we aired every bit of that footage. And Tom's breakdown was, I don't know. I couldn't understand why there was that much drama with what he had to deal with. I couldn't see the catalyst there.
All right. Okay, we have an audience question for Kiko. Christian, what's your question?
Hi, Kiko.
Hey, Christian.
How did you feel about Malia complaining about the deck crew for calling her sweetheart, but she called them f***ers?
Whoa, yeah, that's hard. Well, I don't know, like, for example, English is not my first language, so maybe I would call a person sweetheart if I really, really like her. But to say something like this, I think you need a little bit more intimacy with the person and be more close to say that. So I would not like be mad like she was, but call her crew of fuckers, to be honest. Between my crew, when we are very connect, we make some jokes as well, you know, but nothing seriously, you know. So I don't think it's that bad if you are very close to the person, but if you just met the person for a couple of weeks, can be a trouble.
All right, Captain Lee, what do you think? What's your answer to that question?
I thought that honestly, I thought Malia should have dealt with it on her own. If she had a problem with them calling her sweetheart, she should have said, "Hey guys, I don't appreciate it," instead of dishing it off to Captain Sandy, that I'm sure had bigger fish to fry.
Captain Lee, Wyatt L wants to know if can you believe Jax is having a baby? Have you spoken to him since the news broke, or has he blocked you on Twitter again?
No, Jax hasn't blocked me on Twitter again. I'm excited for Jax. I think this might be a turning point for the guy. And I'm going to reach out to him soon. I seriously am, because that's overdue. When somebody that you have interaction with is having a baby, and you should step up and say, "Hey, I'm happy for you."
Right. Very good. All right. Well, I want to thank both of you. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. For more, click around BravoTV.com. And don't forget to watch Below Deck Season 8, premiering on November 2nd. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.